This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Shaws of Sunset After Show. Thank you for joining us. My name is Rebecca Soro. With me today, we have a very special guest, Shervin. Of course, Shervin from Shaws of Sunset. How are you doing tonight?
Doing awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us. We have Carla Contreras, Ashley Fultz, and Amir Yasai. The whole gang is here tonight. How's everyone doing?
Hey.
Amazing.
Great. Yes.
Unfortunately.
Awesome. Well, guys, we have a jam-packed show to get into today. So it's Country Fried Persians is the name of the episode, which I mean, is it not perfect? I love Rob.
Perfect.
We have so much to unfold. So MJ and Reza basically are friends again for now. Sam and Destiny, I think that's the last time they're going to see each other. I don't know. Today's
Thank
day
God.
Was a little weird. It was a little much.
And, a lot of burping. A lot of burping.
Ew.
It was interesting. Oh my goodness. And then, of course, Nima's event. What is it?
Boots and Brews. Yeah.
So the whole gang goes there. We have some news predictions. Of course, we're going to get into some questions with Shervin. And I want to know everybody's overall thoughts of tonight's episode. Carla, would you like to go first?
I'm hoping after this episode, we never have to talk about Naked Jenga again. I was like, we're doing it again in this episode. Like, how many more? So it seems like it's resolved now. Happy about that. Living for Shervin's cowboy outfit. I feel like you put the most effort into it. Loved it.
I got some shit for my shoes, though.
Did you throw them away after?
I got a little bit of heat for my shoes. I mean, in all fairness, I don't have cowboy boots in my closet. So.
Right.
Makes sense.
I tried to figure it out.
It's okay.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
You still have the shoes. That's the question, though.
100%.
You still okay. Yeah, you got it.
You never know when I'm going to have to be in an episode dressed like a cowboy again.
There you go. Smart. Yeah, Persians, we don't throw stuff away.
No.
We keep things. We give things away if need be. We don't throw things away.
That's smart.
That's when we know, like, a family member and aunt or somebody's going to Iran, then you help.
Exactly. Then you give it to them and they take it with, some Doritos. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, God. Yep, I can't.
All right. Yeah. So, Amir, what were your thoughts this week?
I had a lot of opinions. It was a great episode. Mike was on the episode as well, and he threw a little shade at Shervin calling the gay cowboy. Nothing wrong with a gay cowboy. Listen, I'm looking for one. So if you know one, send him my way.
Send him your way.
Yeah, Joe Exotic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, someone a little cuter, Shervin. Come on.
Sorry, Joe Exotic?
You
said gay cowboy first thing came to mind. My bad.
Very relevant, Shervin. Very relevant.
I'm all messed up.
Wow. Ashley's right. Very relevant. Very on brand. That's very good. That was a good joke. That was great.
Yeah.
The episode was great. I loved seeing, Shervin and Gigi come back together. I thought that was really dope. Like, I'm happy you guys are, in the last episode before this, y'all came together and it continued and you were so there for her. You sat next to her when she was feeling sick. So it was a really heartwarming episode. I really liked it. Everyone, the gang was back together. So it was nice.
The gang was somewhat back together. It's very cumbersome and tiring when there is these conflicts and this beef amongst us, right? Because it's something that weighs heavily on all of us, right?
Yeah.
It's something that we're constantly, she said, I don't ever hear Naked Jenga again. Trust me, I was in that boat way before this stuff. it puts on so much pressure and it's just it's so mentally exhausting. And MJ calls you and says this, and then Mike says, well, we got to talk to him about that. And it's constantly this weight that's on us until there's this moment of relief. So I've come to realize, especially amongst the dynamic of this group, we've come to learn that even if it's not 100% fully resolved, we try to kind of say, okay, you know what? Time out. Right? Just an intermission, if you will. Let's have some drink. Let's just pretend to the best of our abilities that none of this exists and we can pick up where we left off after. So it's some kind of, I think it's a Persian skill, to be honest, because, they'll smile and say the best things, and as soon as you walk out, it's like, I hate that fucking guy, right?
That's me! That's me!
Like, by nature, we're good at this. So, you know, that doesn't necessarily not apply to the inner circle as well, right?
Yeah.
I think we all needed a break, as we often do. And it was really cool to go and support Nima. This was a big deal for him. It was his first, like, directorial debut. And I was just talking to him on the phone last week, and he's like, you know, sure, I've had this come to Jesus point during this quarantine, and I really want to get back into directing, and that's what I want to do, right? And he's like, watching this episode really reminded me that. So it was great to kind of have been there for his revelation, right? And support him. I think we all kind of looked at it that way. And, you know, Golnaz had gone through a lot of stuff, and she gangstered up and came out too. You know, she could have been like, no, I can't come. But she didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that's deserving of respect.
Totally. You know?
And regardless of what's going on with Reza and MJ, and I'm sure everybody has their opinions. They definitely have their opinions. But, you know, they kind of said, hey, you know, we're here for another cause. We're here to support Nima. We're here just to take a break and just enjoy some music and have some fun at a friend's event. Let's just let bygones be bygones, at least for now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Ashley, what were your thoughts tonight?
I was obsessed with the episode. I've been waiting for this moment for MJ and Reza to really squash the beef. I felt like we got somewhere tonight. Obviously, I know there's going to be more bumps in the road. We've been seeing their Instagram, and it's been heated still, or Twitter. There's been some battles back and forth since this taped, obviously. But the fact that there were apologies on both sides was everything to me. I was loving it. I was also loving the boots and brews. It looked like so much fun, especially because we're all stuck in our house right now and we will not be going to any concerts anytime soon. So seeing them there, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm there and it was so much fun and I just want to do this. I want to go to Boots and Brews, wherever it is.
I love it.
I love it. Make sure you get a special invite as soon as it goes back on.
Okay, good.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I want to come.
Okay, yeah.
Anytime in the episode we say Boots and Brews, I'm going to take a little sip of my water. So.
Oh.
Yeah, and for those of you,
the drinking game.
Same thing. Yeah. Count down, let us know in the comments how many times we said it.
Yes.
True.
Okay, guys. So I love this episode. I loved Reza and MJ's coming together moment, and everybody, like Shervin said, it's like a little intermission. Like, everything may not be perfect, but let's all get together to support our friend. However, I did have like a pit in my stomach. I was just waiting for someone to blow up, or like I was waiting for something to happen. And in the back of my head, I knew, like, this is not just because, you know, we follow them in real life currently. So we know, like you said, Ashley, things are not okay right now. So it was nice in the moment that they could both apologize to each other, but I don't know. It just was also like a little bit bittersweet because I knew that wasn't the end of the. Right. I'm sorry. We're going to hear about Naked Jenga over and over again. I don't know when we're going to stop.
Sorry, Carla.
I don't know when it's going to stop.
And you know, but, hey, Carla, if you can't beat him, join him. You might as well just have your own Naked Jenga game.
Okay, Carla.
I might have to. Quarantine is getting a little boring over here.
Yeah. This is like a Zoom Naked Jenga.
Oh,
oh my God, let's do it. I'm ready. Should I take the clock?
You're ready. You can lead it. Guys, before we get into all the heavy stuff, can we just please talk about Sam and his date for just I know, we're all like cringing and dying.
But I don't know what to do.
You guys, this is the funniest thing. Whenever I watch, I take notes because I want to talk about all the like important parts afterwards. And in my notes, I wrote, oh my God, Sam and Destiny are so cute. They're making out. They're like so hot for each other. And then all of a sudden the dinner. And I was like, oh girl, no.
I don't know. Do we think he was on drugs? Because that's what I wrote down in my notes. Is he on drugs?
Or drunk, right? He could be drunk.
He could have been drunk.
I think drunk.
Last call.
Shervin, tell us the details. Like, did you?
I wasn't even there, but I heard a lot about the dinner and the awkwardness. I will tell you that there were some things that happened during the dinner that you have not seen. I can't share them just in case they use it for like a flashback.
Okay.
But you know, maybe after the season's over and everything's out is out. If you guys remember, you can ask one of us, what was it that happened at that dinner that wasn't shown, right?
Okay.
But he's definitely an eccentric character. I mean, and Dee, you got to give her like some credit for ballsing up. Like, this is homegirl's brother. Like, there's some rules to this. You can't just hook up with your friend's brother. Like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm going to bang your bro. Like, it's not really culturally accepted. So, you know, so Sarah had a little issue with that, and we're going to see that develop. And you know, like everything else that we do, there's consequences for actions, right? He is definitely an acquired taste, but then so is Destin.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I think they kind of, it's an interesting dynamic that they kind of two opposites are somewhat attracting. They're kind of different, but the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know what? I'm just happy she's getting it in.
There's that.
You know, we tell her all the time, we're like, either you do it a lot and just real good at hiding it, or, you know, somebody's got to dust off those cobwebs. You know,
right.
You know, so people are like, high five, you got it in. Thank God.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's what Mike said too, Shervin. When we had him on the show, he said the same thing. He was like, I was always kind of wondering where Destiny was getting it in. So it seems like Sam was the right guy. But a lot of times I always say a second night with a one night stand is always the worst. Like, you have to just let it be what it is. You don't take your one night stand to the SLS hotel and get a private room. And he was, you know, burping, and then he was doing the shaking thing, which I did, and then it cut me off the Zoom. So I don't know. Nobody act like Sam, because they will kick you off the Zoom meeting.
Oh my God.
Better stay in your lane.
I did it.
Yeah, and people in the live chat are saying, Karishma Shah is saying Sam was definitely on something. Gene Walsom, who's one of our number one fans, is saying I was speechless over Sam. So were we. So were we.
I'm in that boat.
Yeah.
You know, I had met him on that trip, because I wasn't there. And when I did meet him, I mean, seemed like a nice guy, seemed real cool. he had some interesting words with Mike when he first met.
Really?
Mike was mad at him. Remember, Ashley, he told Mike, he said, like, I'm going to steal your belt and you can't do anything about it.
Mike had a pendant.
Oh, okay.
He walks in and everybody's just, because it's nice. It's this nice pendant. It came down from, like, family heirloom that he turned into his pendant. And he goes, yeah, it's real nice. How about I just take it, right? And Mike just looked at him like, what? I grabbed him and pulled him aside. I'm like, are you trying to get hurt today? What are you doing? Right? I was like, that's a bad idea. You're going to upset him. He gets upset. I get upset. Then you get hurt. That's bad. It's very simple math, right? Just don't
simple
do
math.
It. That's simple. Right. What's wrong with you?
Awesome.
So, you know, he understands that.
I think you know, nervous. Destiny's kind of playing with fire because Sarah's her friend. Us, when we're watching the show, we don't really see Sarah and Destiny as that close of friends. So at least in my opinion, I didn't really think that she was doing anything wrong, just because to me, it didn't look like they were really friends at all. If anything, it seemed like Sarah doesn't really like Destiny, like from the beginning, like even before the Sam stuff.
I mean, if you guys ever notice, anytime there's a new kid, like it's really hard. Trust me, I was a new kid. It was really hard. I had that long conversation with Nima when we first started. I'm like, look, man, I know exactly what's going through your mind. And you know what? They didn't really show up. But Nima wasn't too nice to her when they first started too. And I kind of played into him a little bit, him and Destiny. I'm like, hey guys, you were the new kid at some point. Right. Like, don't be like that, right? You remember how scary it was. It is, and it's nerve-wracking, right? Yeah. Because here's these people that have shared experiences and have a history behind it, and then all of a sudden you're new, right? And I get it. You have some relationship with some of the people, but it's not the same, right?
Right.
No matter what, whether amongst us we're like close friends or not close friends, whether we talk during film or after filming or not, right? There's a certain experience that's been shared amongst us, and it's just a handful of us, and no one else in the world will ever understand. You cannot explain it, right? When we're together, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when we take a 30-hour trip to Brazil, to Belize, right? And we're dying, and it's midnight, and it's 89 degrees and 98% humidity, and they're like, now have dinner. Right? Nobody else is going to feel the pain unless you're there. Right? So that pain creates a bond, okay? I think and that bond, whether you like the person or you don't like them or whatever the case may be, there's something that that person shares with you that literally there's just these few people that share, and that's it. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. Are they best friends? Are they best of pals? Have they been friends for 20 years? Did she break some kind of serious girl code or bro code? No, not really. Right. And I agree with you. But the two things that I think she broke is one, like, hey, we're all kind of doing this thing together. And maybe Sarah doesn't want her brother. Like, for example, Golnessa traditionally had issues with her sister being involved in taping.
Yeah.
Right? Sarah doesn't want that. Right. Like, you don't know. So you are opening up that box and or that door, and it's a big question mark. You don't know what's on the other
side. Right. Right, so, absolutely.
The second thing is culturally, like, we have a certain thing we have to follow. You know, like, a couple years ago, everybody was like, date Mona, right? I'm like, listen, Nima's my friend, right? I'm not going to change the dynamic, right? Okay. Nothing against Mona. I think she's great. I think she's amazing. But right. Nima's my friend. So, like, if I was going to marry Mona, right? And it was like, mm-hmm. that's what I want, then that's something mm-hmm. I would entertain. Well, otherwise, right. it's almost like you know there's going to be an inevitable end. And then yeah. that's going to change what's between us, right?
Got it.
And that's
true.
Right? So I think wow. at this age, we're all adults enough to understand these consequences. You know?
Right.
So I didn't necessarily knock Sarah for being upset that Destiny kind of like hooked up with her brother without, you know, the common courtesy, hey, listen, I'm going to bang your bro. I mean, it's not she has permission. She's not saying, is it okay? But at right. least the common courtesy of, I'm going to do this. Not, right. hey, surprise, you know?
Yeah.
I'm Servin. Can I ask you a quick question about that? So it seems like, do you think Sarah, me being Persian as well, like Persian culture, maybe she didn't want to bring her brother in when she knew he's kind of going to burp and maybe be kind of like a loose cannon and make her look bad in her family. Do you think that had something to do with it as well?
You know what? That very well could have something to do with it, right? Let's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't reach into Sarah's head and tell you what she was thinking, but I can tell
sure.
you if it was me, right?
Yeah.
And I know my brother's going to come do these things. At the end of the day, it's going to be my fault because I came first. And then when he embarrasses right. my mom gets mad, she's going to call me and say, it's your fault because you opened the window of opportunity for him to come on, right?
Right, so absolutely.
At the end, I got to pay the price, right? So it's kind of almost self-preservation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the same time, like, now I got to explain this guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, maybe she just didn't want him on there. And you know what? It could be something, and again, we're just speculating, but it could be something as simple as this is kind of her
right.
Kim is a fame right now, and she doesn't want to share the limelight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now you've got, like, somebody, you know, somebody else that's supposed to be on your side, like, part of your thing, like, bringing him in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, for example, when MJ invites Layla anywhere, Gomez doesn't like it. Really doesn't. She's very, and this isn't a secret. I mean, it's public knowledge, right? She's openly stated. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. if we're going to have to, or if everybody's going to look at it and understand that Gomez is going to be that way, then it's only fair that the same kind of right and respect be given to the rest of the guys, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
That makes sense. Does anyone think that Destiny is going to see Sam again?
No.
You better not.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I loved it when she cut him off. She's like, I'm done with him. Because a lot of girls would make excuses for guys, you know, just to have someone. But
right. She cut it off. She cut it off. There, she did a live with her best friend. I can't remember her name on Friday. And I was in the chat with them. Yeah. And she was like, Sam who? Like, we're done. It's a wrap on Sam. Yeah. She was very clear.
You might see him again before the season ends.
Oh. Scoop. Okay. Sherman, give him the scoop.
I guess we'll have to wait and see. Before we move on to MJ and Reza, I do have to thank you, the viewers, for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. We could not do this without you. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. You guys are so active in the comments and the live chat. We love you so much. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, comment down below. If you're on iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review. Let us know that you're watching, and we love, you know, interacting with you guys, and thank you so much for letting us do this.
AfterBuzz is dope. Thank you guys for coming together for these viewers and helping everybody have this opportunity to break this down. What you guys do is amazing.
Thank you.
There's a definite want for it. People love it, and I can't wait to share this episode.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherman. You're the best. Thanks for coming.
Such an aura. Total aura.
Thank you.
Amir has some highlights from comments last week.
I have a quick live comment for Sherman. Regardless of what happens with Reza and MJ, it's great to see how level-headed Sherman always is, which we see that now. You're not acting. This is who you are. Just such a nice guy. And then also, really quick hot take. A lot of our fans, and I've seen it on Twitter, people really want you to date Destiny. I know it's kind of ridiculous because you guys are very close, but I have to give Linda Salazar a shout out. She's like, why doesn't Sherman not date Destiny? She seems like a catch. So I think that you guys are probably just friends. But
yeah, we discussed that, right? Like, we all have this thing. And you know what's so weird? Since I've been on season 4, literally, I've been told, date Golnessa, date Mom, date Destiny. Right, so Aura's coming. She's pretty. Have you seen her shirt? Right, and it's like,
right.
Guys, you know, I appreciate this, but it's like my friends are my live Tinder. Like, I can do it myself.
That's great. I love that. Let me read some of these messages from last week. So Tiffany S said, I love you guys and look forward to your commentary every week. I loved how everyone rallied around Gigi, although I wouldn't blame MJ if she felt some type of way after watching that. I mean, she had a baby, almost died, and nobody showed up. I don't know, though. So that was a hot take from Tiffany S. And then we had Rella S saying, after seeing this episode, I definitely felt for Reza and pulling myself into his shoes. He's only doing what most of us would do, and that's protect our spouse. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'd agree with. I agree with that as well, because I think, you know, you married someone, you have to kind of defend them. And then Karen R is saying, keep up the good work, guys. It's always a pleasure to watch you. I'm sick of seeing Sarah on my TV screen. She's so boring. This group could give two shits about her. Also, I was living for Nurse Destiny. She looked amazing. So it's a little aggressive, but I like to give everyone their due time. And even if it's a little shady, we like to give them their due time. So let's see. Oh, and then also Missy Mess spoke about how Gigi had talked about her abortion in the past. So that was something we had kind of discussed. We didn't know if she'd ever been open, but she corrected us, as they do. But yeah, I have a, there's like a lot of comments. So those are those are the highlights.
We love it. We love the hot takes. We love the opinions, even when they're different than ours, because that's the point. We have different opinions, and that's what makes the conversation.
And that's what makes AfterBuzz so good, because it's a platform where everybody can share their things, and it's like an open discussion. So I think it's great.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Shervin, you're the best. You want to be an investor in AfterBuzz? You're amazing. We love you.
He wants to be a host on this with us, you guys. Hello.
Yeah, do you want to just come every week? We're fine with
it.
Hang out.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Right? We're Zooming. Yeah. This is great.
We're totally. Come back whenever you feel like you miss us. No problem.
All right, guys. So MJ and Reza, this is where I was Reza in this situation watching. I was bawling my eyes out. Mm-hmm. And like MJ was just keeping her cool, you know, poker face. What'd you guys think of the whole interaction? I mean, we know how it went, but you know, coming into it.
I thought it was crazy that MJ was like so calm and collective. Reza was like pouring his heart out. Yeah. And MJ was just sitting there, like giving him, like serving him face, like RBF to kind of. And I was like, girl, give him a hug, say something. I don't know. I thought her vibes were a little off.
I did kind of understand it though, because as we were sitting there, if she was completely innocent, which we now know from later in the episode, she says her hands were not clean. But I thought at that time, I was like, maybe she is super innocent and that's why she can just sit here like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay, cool. Because you just F me here, here, and here. And she's still really pissed. She almost died in the hospital. He did not come visit her. He did not do anything. Mm-hmm. Then he put her on blast at the pool party. And how do you get over that? After you just had a baby and someone calls you out for having 10 abortions, you're not going to just get on with life after that. Like,
it was devastating for her. And it was really hard for me too. I mean, listen, I got a call from Tommy that day in the hospital. And he's like, look, things aren't good. And baby's fine, but they had to do emergency surgery. And they've induced her. She's in an induced coma. And
wow.
And she's... she's got fluid in her lungs.
Mm.
And normally, like in a situation like this, that's like a definitely like 90% something bye-bye time, right? And you know, you got to imagine what's going through this guy's mind, right? Like here, his baby's just born. And I think I personally attached to it a little bit more because my first cousin in Iran last year, his wife gave birth and passed giving birth to their daughter. Right? Oh. So here's this guy like, you know, the family wash, right? So daughter is not a kid, right? And daughter does not have a mom. And here's Tommy and you know, his wife is in critical condition. I think that took so much out of them that honestly, like the hurt about not being visited and stuff just almost becomes minuscule, right? Like, come on, almost died.
Right.
Like Maris called me at almost 2 o'clock in the morning from the ICU.
Wow.
Like, I still haven't seen my own son. I just woke up. I'm going to be okay. They had how many? Like 8 blood transfusions? It was insane.
Wow.
It was insane. Definitely something very serious. This is not, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff. And she got no support.
But Shervin, can I ask you a quick question? Are you allowed to have visitors in the ICU? I don't think you are.
You can't have visitors in the ICU. You can't have visitors. You can't send flowers. right?
Okay, but you can't do anything. Okay.
You can go sit in the lobby and sit next to Tommy.
That's true.
And you did that. You did that.
Yeah, you can show up and show some love, okay. Right?
Okay.
You can call her mother and ask if she's okay. She's freaking out, right?
Right.
Got it.
We're Persian. We know there's certain standard things that are almost expected, let alone anticipated, right?
Absolutely.
And nobody did anything.
Yeah.
But you did that though, right? You did that. Well, she said nobody did it, but yeah, you did.
I did.
Right?
I did, okay. Because I don't care, because it's not about politics. It's not about, you know, I get it. It doesn't matter. Even if she upset me, even if she didn't, you know, Golnessa has shared many a non-kind word about me recently, but you know what? She wasn't feeling well and I was there.
Yeah, you were.
At the end of the day, all that shit doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Wow.
What did we learn right now with this quarantine? We've learned that what really fucking matters.
Yeah.
Right? How much would I die to sit down with a buddy of mine and catch up and have coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, and, I would die.
So you see how this is how sad it's become. And it's actually quite ironic that this is happening and we're having this discussion, because that's like, we really starting to understand where the real value of life is, right?
Right.
In that social interactions, being able to count on your friends and really being able to sleep knowing somebody's got my back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So for her, and here's a guy that 30 years of friendship. Had they known each other for 4 years, it still would have sucked.
Right.
3 years. As he says himself, I came out to MJ's parents before I came out to my own. You know, they legitimately have, you know, freshman year high school pictures together.
Yeah.
Right.
No, there's some expectations. Like, there's a level of expectation with I've only known Rivette for like 2-3 months, but I think that if something happened in her life, I would try really hard to show up and be there for her. Or Ashley, or Carla, really anyone like in this that I've met, it doesn't matter how long you've been friends with. It's really kind of like that connection. And what made me really sad about it was like the fact that it's as if no time passed between them. Like they like sat down and she was, I didn't think you were going to make me laugh in the first, you know, 5 minutes of sitting down. And like, it felt like it was back to their normal shenanigans. And he even admitted while sobbing that he flushed an Hermes bracelet or Cartier bracelet down the toilet. So they still had their fun rapport. And yeah. I don't know, it made me more sad because I know it's not going to work out.
Yes.
And I think part of the reason, I'm not trying to blame anyone, but I think that MJ relaying it back felt outside of what we saw. Because I felt like their lunch was very productive. And then she went back and was like, yeah, he was just like crying and kind of, and was pretending to be blameless. But I felt like he took a lot of blame. So I don't know.
I had a conversation with her after that. And her perspective, for her interpretation of it, she felt like it wasn't genuine.
Oh.
And I think that's why she kind of like cooled off.
Really?
My God, all this insights, Shervin. You're like literally blowing my mind.
I'm going to have a technology faux pas here. I got to grab my charger. Excuse me one second.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Grab your charger. That was the best hot take. And then he's off he goes.
Oh my God. But he's like dropping so many like truth bombs on us. It's helpful to like hear it.
So good. Well, it's like actually, because when I was watching it, I was like crying, and I've watched like Bravo since I was like 16.
Yeah.
So I feel like I know when someone's being phony. And I felt like that was so genuine. So to hear that that's how she digested it is so interesting.
I know. Rivette, what was your take? You didn't say yet, right?
I thought it was genuine. Mm-hmm. I like I said, I had that pit in my stomach of just like, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I felt like MJ needed to say more, but I felt Reza was very genuine in his emotions.
I just think there's like too many factors involved. Like I feel like Ollie, or what was his name, the guy who started it,
Ollie the shady,
I feel
man.
Like he's gonna come back, start some trouble. I feel like Destiny's part in it is still gonna bring some more stuff up. There's too many people involved for MJ and Reza to kind of just squash it right away. I don't know, I don't see it dying out though.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot. There's too many dynamics. Shervin, your arms are distracting me. They're so big. I love it.
I need to get so bad.
You look great.
Water jugs.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Getting creative.
Funny.
Wait, can we ask Shervin really quick? Because I know this was one of our big questions. While we're on this topic of MJ and Reza, is it safe to assume after you've just explained this whole thing that you were team MJ in the end?
Oh, from the beginning. Wow.
I'm disappointed in myself. Okay. I really am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that I think he's smart enough to know that he's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just hasn't been mature enough to admit it.
So you don't think MJ's hand was like super involved in this whole Ali destiny, blah, 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 silly thing.
No, I straight up asked her. I'm like, hey, man, okay, if Ali called you and told you this, why didn't you call Reza? She's like, are you kidding me? Ali's a fly. Reza, he's no match for Reza, right?
Right.
I told him, you got something to say to him, go say it to him. Reza's going to handle it his own way.
Right.
Got to do with me, right? Makes a lot of sense.
It makes, when I saw that part of it, I was like, this makes so much sense.
Yeah, she's pregnant, she's bed resting, she's, it's a very, very, you know, it is a very, very delicate pregnancy, right? Yeah. I mean, she's explaining to me, like, she's like, the doctor literally said, if I sneeze, I could have a miscarriage, right? So she's just fully focused, she's laying in bed for 2 months, and by the way, we all know, FYI, I know you mentioned earlier, Amir, and I don't want to disagree with you because you've been but just to tell you, right? You know, I don't blame Reza. You got to protect your spouse. I agree. That's what Tommy did.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to say Reza protect your spouse, then you have to give full credit to Tommy because that's what he did, right?
Yeah.
So where do we draw the line? At the end of the day, this is nothing new with that, right? Adam sends extremely explicit text messages to all of us. Always has.
And like, that's literally, so bizarre.
Literally, I've had to tell him, hey, man, don't, please. Right? Like, I don't need another GIF of four guys blowing each other. Please.
Oh my God.
You know, and it's like, I get it. It's funny. He's not doing it with bad intention, right? And he'll be, come
but on, like, know your audience.
I'm like, yeah.
You know, it's just, it's, I mean, I don't even watch, like, I don't even send regular porn, right?
Right.
Heterosexual porn, let alone homosexual porn. Like, I just don't. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my cup of tea, right?
So, right.
This is nothing new. And been like this. Reza's known about it. This is no hidden thing. I mean, he sends it to Mike. He sends it to this, sends that. I mean, Mike's always talking about Adam's pink jelly bean. Like, you know, there's all of this, like, very heavy sexual innuendo talks. Right. So, did he send stuff to Ali? Of course, Ali has receipts, right?
Right. But he said, do you think that's harassment, though, Shervin? Because he took it to another level of
I asked him to stop, and he didn't. And then I asked him to stop again, and then he didn't. And then I kind of had to get mad, and then he didn't.
Right? Really?
So that is harassment. Yes. That's harassment.
You know, it's him not understanding when to draw the line, right? It's him having a sense of humor where his parameters should have been a little closer.
There needs boundaries between,
his boundaries should have been a little tight, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he, like, is maliciously trying to harass Ali.
Right.
That's what you're asking. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, nor did he with me or anybody else, right? But, I mean, what he's doing is definitely out of the norm.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, Reza wants to protect his spouse. I get it, right? But it's not by...
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to...
And then outing MJ for her private choices and her medical information. Yeah, like, there's certain things, bro, that are off the table. You know, growing up, especially now, let's go back, because at the end of the day, Shaw's a Sunset, where it's about our Persian culture and us all being Persian. Mm-hmm. That's what connects us. So we have certain rules, right? To give you an example, you cannot cuss about somebody's mother or daughter or sister.
Nope.
Son or
father. That'll get you killed.
Right?
Yeah, that's fine. Better sag, better snook.
That's fine. But the women, you can't. Those are fighting words. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So there's certain things you cannot cross. And when Reza's talking about what she's chosen to do with her body, especially something like, you know, as kind of confident, and coming from somebody that's chosen to live a very controversial life himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For him to out her for that, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, not cool.
You know, you're old enough to know that's a no-no. You know,
yeah.
You should probably eat it and say, hey, you know what? I'm in the heat of the moment. I got mad. To be honest. I was so fucking pissed off at Adam. I was pissed off at what he did. I knew at the end of the day it was his fault. That all that anger volcanoed up and came out on you. My bad. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But Shervin, you don't think he did that at the lunch? I think at the lunch he said... And he even said, he's like, I'm so embarrassed of what I did. I felt like it was so vile. Like, what I did, like, he was said that he was so embarrassed of what he did. Do you think he had to do more than that?
I think that was good, right? Okay. I think it would have been better if he had done it immediately thereafter and not waited for
Christmas
to come out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, amen. You're right.
The fact that it was a few days, a day or two later, and there was cameras in his face, and it's kind of like, here's the opportunity to say it where I get credit for it, devalues me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I didn't even think about that. That's smart.
And I think that that if he really meant that, then he would stick to that for the whole time. So we all know, because there's social media, that that's no longer his stance. right? Mm-hmm. So now you have somebody that's saying something, an apology with tears, that now is self-contradicting.
That's
right.
True.
Right. So how can you, I mean, that only even further solidifies the concept of the ingenuity.
Yeah.
Shervin, so right now you kind of mentioned how Adam being very sexual is totally normal, but then Reza also admits in these episodes that their marriage is hanging on by a string. Do you understand why he feels so betrayed, or do you agree with that?
Betrayed by Adam?
By Adam. Yeah.
I think that, you know, he's mentioned their marriage being hanging on by a string. I think, okay, this is something that I don't think necessarily puts pressure on their marriage. I think it's something that's very normal for them. Right? I think Reza knows about this. It's not a secret. Adam doesn't secretly text somebody bad stuff, right? He's happily makes these jokes. And when he sends those gifs, he sends it to everybody, including Reza, right? And Reza knows there's 30 other recipients that are getting it as well, right?
But only the men, right? He's only sending it to the men. Is that right? Like, he's not sending it to MJ or Gigi.
He has that relationship with Vanessa.
Okay.
He has that relationship with Vanessa. At least he did when I was close to him. But, you know, that's his joke, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't want to get it. And clearly, Ali has receipts where he's like, dude, stop.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm gay and I don't want that. Like, yeah. I think that there's a level of respect, whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whatever your sexual orientation. If someone's being inappropriate, I think there's a level of drawing the line. And there's actually someone in the live chat, Basil Barger, is saying, why is no one holding Adam accountable? Why is no one upset at him? And yeah, it seems like now Shervin saying people are being taking him more accountable.
Arizona, you know, I'm like, hey man, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of your husband that goofed.
Totally.
That's the one that lit the match. You know,
yes, so absolutely.
You can't completely like put this guy totally, you know, innocent in this. And then I get it, you want to stand up for your spouse, but then you can't flex on Tommy because he did the same.
Right. Exact same thing.
The same, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, how ironic is this? You have Golnessa and MJ both have the exact same experience, almost.
Yeah. Mad at each other.
And then, like, in such a random experience, that's not a common occurrence, happened to both of them. And then you have the situation where Reza made a move to protect his spouse, and Tommy did, and it's literally two in the same, on the same subject.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the irony is, like, pouring from the sky this season, right?
It really
insane.
Is.
It's insane. Absolutely crazy.
Beth, did you want us to move on? I feel like, yeah. Is there anything else?
I was just going to say, I was very surprised, well, happily surprised, when MJ admitted to, you know, her faults at the festival. To be honest, when Mike brought it up, I was like, this is it. They're all going to fight. This is just not time and place. But she did take it well. So, you know, I was really proud of MJ. She was actually, you know, I didn't love how she showed up to the lunch, very sort of standoffish, but I was happy. Like, now it makes sense that she was holding on to something that maybe she wasn't ready to say during that lunch, but she was called out in front of the whole group. And I have a lot of respect for her to, you know, say her truth in front of everybody. Like, let's just lay it out. And she did that.
Mm-hmm. She kind of owned it. She owned it, Ravette. And I thought it was really bold of her. The only problem I had was, like, I love Mike and we DM on Instagram and he was on our show and I love him. But I just have to say, like, side note, as someone that's LGBTQ, I did not like him imitating Ali, or even when Reza was saying, oh, that queen with her makeup, some of that stuff, it comes off a little homophobic. So we just have to be a little careful. Even though Ali's the villain, we can't really be using that language. So the approach wasn't perfect. But the fact is, at the end of the day, Mike got across what he wanted, and I respect that. So I think that the conversation was really great. And then the fact that, you know, MJ went and sat next to Gigi as she was kind of going through her stuff and held her hand. I felt like, you know, that was something. It's not perfect, but, you know, like MJ's done an interview too where she said, you know, when Gigi has her baby, they can set up a play date. So maybe their relationship is hopefully evolving in a good way. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I hope so too. I really do. You know,
Shervin, you get a really nice comment. I have to read it. Give Me Shelter says, Shervin is the truth teller. Give this man a home show and get him away from the rest of the Shaws.
Oh, shady.
Shady, but, you know, they really like you. And honestly, you've been very truthful and we appreciate it. And so do our fans.
Thank you.
Yes, we want you, Shervin. I don't have any authority, but we should offer you a job right now online. anytime you want to come back, and you don't have to wear a shirt either.
Oh,
so that's also... optional.
Wait, you guys, should we get in a few questions with Shervin really quick? Because I feel like we're going to have to wrap up soon, right?
Yes, definitely.
Who wants to go first? Anybody?
I will go first after I don't tell HR after I, you know, told you to take your shirt off. I'm sorry about that. Quarantine has been lonely. I'm going to ask a quick question. So I wanted to ask you about, and again, feel free, please be honest with me. I was a publicist, say you don't want to answer it. But do you have any contact with Annalise? Because I watched the show from day one, and I really like the way you are in a relationship. It's not even about Annalise or ex. It's just about how you are in a relationship. You're just such a good boyfriend. You're so attentive. Like, do you want to get married, have kids? Like, do you have contact with her? Like, what's
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, my brother, and this kind of, I think this made my situation worse. Well, it's a great thing. My brother got married. He has two kids.
Right? Oh,
and,
congrats.
The youngest one, they're 2 years and 2 months apart. And mm-hmm. the youngest one is now almost 3 months old. Right? Mm-hmm. By the way, you have Shervin. Okay. So, you know, kind of like a namesake, I almost feel like they're my kids and my family. To some degree, it's kind of solved that itch for me a little bit. And I get best of both worlds because I play with them, and when they cry, I give them to their mom.
Yeah.
So, I don't worry about nothing, right?
Uncle Sherb's the rescue.
So, no, but
that's awesome.
There was a time where it's like I really wanted it, and then it didn't work mm-hmm. out. And then I was mm-hmm. like, okay, forget it. And mm-hmm. then I wanted it again, and then it didn't work out. And then I'm kind of like, am I kind of past the window of opportunity? Is it closed? You know, I don't know.
No. Send me your 401k. I will find you a Persian woman, lawyer, doctor. I got them all. I'll line it up.
You know,
send me your 401k.
My 401k. Well, hey, by the way, today's market, nobody's 401k is good. So.
I know. That's unfortunate.
Wait, so are you dating? Are you skirting this question? Are you dating or not dating?
No, I'm not dating at a like soon.
Okay. Great. What about your car collection? Talk to me a little bit. We'll take a fun little left turn. But I know you have an amazing car collection. You have Lambos, Ferraris, like you have the AMG, Mercedes. So who's your favorite car? Like which one is your favorite?
I get that question a lot. You really can't answer it because it depends on the mood and what you want to do. Right? I got the convertible. I got the super race car. I got the big, huge SUV, right? It all depends on what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I love cars. It's my passion. I have this collection. I truly know everything about them. I'm track certified. Give me the tools, I'll take the engine apart and put it back together. Like,
wow.
To me, it's art. It's engineering art, you know? I really appreciate the engineering that's behind it. It's not so much the LA thing where they have a car and have no idea how to use it. I have sure. not mention names. I have friends that call me and say, hey, how do you open the gas cap on the car? I need gas. I'm like, take the key out, hit the toggle switch.
So, that's awesome.
So, you know, So
you said like the LA scene where pretty much everybody fakes everything. If someone's like moving to LA, what would be your number one piece of advice for them?
Don't go lease a $3,000 Bentley because you don't need it.
that's solid advice. That is very
that's unfortunately what 90% of people that come here don't hear.
Yeah.
Save the
They're
money.
They're making it till they make it.
That's it.
Wait, Shervin, will you tell us too, like, overall on Shaw's, like, how has it changed your life? Has it made your life better? Do you like doing it? Like, what's your overall feeling?
I mean, for sure, there's a difference, right? And I think I realized that after the first year that, you know, it started to air. And everybody told me, all the cast members were like, you know, your life's going to change forever. I'm like, I don't get it. And it's like when people are stopping you and asking you to take pictures and, like, you're recognized and you know, lovely people like yourselves want me to invite me onto your show, right? Like, you know, that don't normally happen. There's been good and there's been bad, and I don't regret a single moment of it. It's been amazing. It's been an experience. It was, you know, opportunity came knocking, destiny provided itself, and I thought to myself, how many people in life have this opportunity?
Yeah.
So
destiny brought you on the show, or you mean destiny like destiny and fate?
Like
destiny, yeah. I was like, what?
No, I was there before destiny.
That's funny.
Okay.
Oh god, no, I know. That's what I said. I was like, huh?
Overall, I'm very happy with it. I'm happy with the experience. I'm thankful for it. It provided me opportunities to do some things that I didn't think I'd have a chance to do. I've gotten a chance to speak at a lot of schools. I spoke on anti-bullying. And you know, I think I've been able to help some people get over some things. And without this, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. So I'm very thankful for it. And it's been a lot of fun too. Hey. I never in my life would have fathomed that I'd be on the red carpet at LA Fashion Week with my mother.
So cool.
Aww, so
amazing.
Sweet.
Neither would she. So
oh my God. How are you single? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I feel like everyone asks this.
That is a hot question.
I think it's an internal thing. It's
like, you are so nice. I've literally interviewed like 200 people, and I think you're one of the most genuine people I've interviewed. So I mean that genuinely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Cheers.
Keep it up.
Any last burning questions for Shervin, guys, before we wrap up?
I just need to know, how are you spending your time in quarantine? I feel like we're all going a little crazy. What are you doing to stay sane?
Honestly, I spend most of my time working. I'm on the computer. I'm trying to figure it out during the day. And, you know, the weird thing is we no longer have weekends, right? So that's what I do. My highlight of my day is I go down the street. There's a park by my house. And I jog to it. And then I just keep lapping it. And like today, I did 8 miles. I do between 8 to 10 miles.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm doing it. I got my phone. I got my AirPods in. If I need to take a call, I'll take a call. If I need to stop and send an email, I will.
Wow.
So I kind of, you know, spend my day that way. And that fresh air, I think, is the savior for me.
Totally.
Otherwise, yeah. Awesome. Nuts.
Wait, what do you do really quick? Do I know this? No, I don't know what you
I'm a serial entrepreneur. So I've got a bunch of different companies in different spaces. I've got my core business. I've got tech companies, two tech companies in the Bay Area. Actually, I saw there's a San Jose number on the link. My office is in Milpitas. And then I've got a real estate investment holding company. I've got a property management company. I sold my hospitality group last year.
My God.
Yeah, I kind of hop around. I like business.
Killing it.
A busy man.
Well, nobody's killing it now. We're being,
I know.
You know, up and down. Guys, by the way, if anybody's out there listening, do not worry and do not stress out. There's going to be a boatload of opportunities once this is all over.
Yes. Always
make your money in a down economy. You never make it in an up economy. Keep that in mind.
I love that advice, Shervin. That's so good.
Wow.
That is amazing advice. Yes. On that note, honestly, thank you for that. I'm sure everyone could benefit from hearing that.
Yes.
Shervin, thank you so much for joining us. You know, thank we you loved guys. Having you. You're, like everyone said, you're so genuine and just, it
wonderful.
Felt really nice, you know, speaking to someone.
It's so much fun, guys. I had a great time. Thank you again for having me. You guys are all awesome. And After Buzz TV, make sure you go to the YouTube and hit the thumbs up. Give a comment.
Thank you. Yes, please tell them where you can find you on social media if they want to follow you.
I'm on Instagram at AlphaSherv, AlphaSherv, @AlphaSherv.
Yay.
Awesome. And you can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms, especially TikTok. Don't forget to follow me on TikTok. Carla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
And
you guys can find me over on Instagram at Ashley Foltz.
And me.
I'll wrap it up real quick because we had a little news about Gigi. So her Corona birth plan, she can only have one person in the room and she's chosen her mom. So that's going to be very sweet. And she did an interview for E! News. So if you want to go check that out. And you can find me at Amir Yass, YASS_ on Instagram, Twitter. And like Rivette said, we do a lot of work in our TikTok. So go give us some love. Thank you.
Okay, love it. Thanks, Shervin.
Thank you, Shervin. Bye.
Hi, guys.
Be safe.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily...